Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Life isn't meant to be easy. It's meant to be lived, sometimes happy, other times rough, but with every up and down, you learn lessons that make you strong. It's a much quoted saying, often attributed to Malcolm Fraser, but actually I couldn't on the internet find out who actually said that first time. But still, it's got a lot of wisdom in it. Because for Christians today, no matter where we live, life isn't easy. And times are particularly rough and down. We are constantly reminded that Christians are the most persecuted people in the world. The latest was 80% of those persecuted around the world are Christians. In Africa and China and many Muslim nations, our brothers and sisters in the faith are incarcerated and made to work as slaves with no privileges, their dignity stripped from them. I might say though, but not their faith. Their faith not stripped from them. Although many are brutally murdered for confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. And in Western countries, including our own country of Australia, we are being ridiculed and forced to conform to godless ideas and also idols through the media, politics and sport. So what hope is there? The Apostle Paul lived in similar times. So today it's important to listen to what God says through him, through his life. Most Christians regard St. Paul as a model missionary and Christian. Paul's letters contain advice for Christians of all ages, and that's a model for effective mission and ministry. And this letter to Pastor Timothy, Paul wrote from prison in Rome, where he died then a little bit later in 68 AD. His words of farewell are so beautiful. That we're prompted to say, well done, good and faithful servant. And so I read from verse 6 of our second reading today. For I am already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Paul knew that his time had come. He was in a cold, dark prison and would soon be executed. And when the scholar Erasmus grew old, he's quoted as saying, I'm a veteran and have earned my discharge. I'll leave the fighting now to the younger ones. In our text, the fighter, Paul, passes on the weapons to younger, fresher soldiers. And what is Paul's model? Well, I quote him once again, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. The Apostle Paul has done everything possible to share Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. We only have to read his letters to know how deeply committed he really was. Whatever he had to suffer, whether it be shipwreck, being beaten up and left to die, being ridiculed by his own people, and even being cruelly and unjustly put in prison, he always made the most of the situation. He gave his all. And I often wonder, how did he do it? There's no doubt, he fought the good fight. His model was Jesus Christ, whose consuming passion was to do the will of his Father who sent him. Jesus also called people to follow in his footsteps. And that's basically what Paul is doing here. He was fired up with God's love that was demonstrated in the sacrificial giving of God's own dear Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross at Calvary. There is the motivation and the mystery. God bore our guilt and rescued us from guilt. Paul fought because Jesus fought all the way to the cross. Paul didn't say, "Follow me." No, he said, "Follow Jesus." Let what Jesus did in his life, death and resurrection be the basis for everyone who fights. And when we let Jesus motivate us, then we begin to realise that we need to do our best to give our all so that God may build on what his people are doing, and so that God may build up his people through his Spirit, who enriches our faith, enlarges our vision, and gives us courage to keep on fighting. Yes, we fight as Jesus' representatives, and that is the way to live. There's another priority that is just as important as giving our all. It is stickability. The ability to stay in there till the finish. Paul says simply, "I have finished the race." In a marathon race, well, that's pretty important, isn't it? The whole goal is to finish. Most runners are just happy to finish the race. But it's important to pace yourself correctly. If you go too fast in any section, there's the likelihood that you won't finish. And then all your practice and running is in vain. The model that Paul demonstrated was one of consistency and persistence. He had his trials, he had his disappointments. His faith was put to the test many times, but God was always with him and gave him the strength to keep on going. Paul trusted in the Spirit of Christ, who lives in the church, right here, amongst us and in us, in people like him, you and me. The God who had redeemed him and turned his life around from one of persecution and being a murderer to one of being persecuted was now giving him the strength to keep going. The God who gave his own Son, Jesus, the strength to keep going, did the same for St. Paul, and he does the same for you and for me today. So don't lose heart. He gives us power to keep us hanging in there. The prophet Isaiah records God's promise in Isaiah 43, where he says through Isaiah, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you will not be burnt, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour, the Lord your God." That's the way to live. To live steady, to take each day at a time by the Spirit's power, to hang in there when life seems to be too difficult or not worth continuing, to be confident that God has our lives planned out. He has a purpose for us. In spite of the fact that there appears to be no purpose, no future at times in our present circumstances, Paul says, "Don't give up. Keep on going with God's help, because that's the way to live." Paul also says, "I have kept the faith. I have kept on trusting. I have never lost my confidence in Jesus." Here he also is reminding Timothy and us of the saving power of faith in Jesus Christ. Faith is trust and confidence in the ultimate washing of the power, the washing power of the blood of Christ. It knows confidently that heaven is home, God is Father, and Jesus Christ is Lord. We're all running the marathon. It's a marathon race of our lives. And sometimes we get off course. Sometimes we stumble. We even fall over. It's good to know a Lord like Paul's, who lifts us up and stands by us. It's good to know a person like Paul, who is a model for the way to live. He reminds us that human beings, family, friends, people that we know, they may let us down, but God will always stand by us to rescue us from every evil attack. As baptized children of God, we listen to the final advice and encouragement from Paul in verse 17 of our text. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength to proclaim the word fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth, and the Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom. And so we say together with St. Paul, as baptized children of God, we say with confidence, the Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom, knowing that death is not at the end of it, but just a passing through death into life with God, our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To him be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen.